The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Nun Bet. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'ilui Nishmat. Mor Zekeni, Yosef Ben Tzara, Ve'marat Zekenati, Yafa Bat Tzara, Ve'le'ilui Nishmat, Ve'Abraham Ben Esther, Ve'luach Hashem Tenihem, Began Aiden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'rfu'ash Shalema. Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel, and Moshe ben Dina. Enna lefanadahem, enna lefanadahem, enna lefanadahem, fata nefesh, urfata guf, uatam kribal abo, vechen yirason, venomar, amen. We begin today's daf on Nun Aleph Amud Bet, and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, starting from the words Tashema. Now let's just review the sugya that we're involved in now. We are in a sugya of a machloket between Abaye and Rava on Kiddushin She'en Misurin Libi'ah. That's a type of Kiddushin where after the Kiddushin is made, you're still not allowed to make Bi'ah for whatever reason. So the question is such a Kiddushin that does not allow you to make Bi'ah, is it considered a Kiddushin? Which means it's a type of Safik of Kiddushin of such that you can't make bi'ah even though you made a kiddushin. So Abaye holds that a kiddushin she'en misurin the bi'ah havu kiddushin. It is a kiddushin. Whereas Rabbah holds no kiddushin she'en misurin the bi'ah lo havu kiddushin. So basically, what the Gemara did for the last amud, it was challenging Rabbah. You say that it's not a kiddushin, but also your cases where even though bi'ah is forbidden after the kiddushin, still the kiddushin is hal. And the Gemara answered every challenge it brought against Rava. Now the Gemara continues on that same derech. Tashema shenayim shekidshu shte achayot. You have two fellows; they're not relatives. They made kiddushin to two sisters. Ze enu yodeya ezu kiddush. But they don't know which one they gave the kiddushin to. They know they got married to one of them, but they don't know which one they gave the kiddushin to. Now, obviously, each one is forbidden to be with any of those ladies, because maybe she's a married lady to somebody else, to the other guy. And therefore, this is the classical case of kiddushin she'en misurim lebi'ah. They made a kiddushin, but certainly they're not allowed to have bi'ah, because they might have bi'ah with somebody else's wife. And you see clearly the Braita says, Ze noten shne gittin, ve ze noten shne gittin. Both guys have to give two gets to the respective ladies. You see what? That the kiddushin was half, that they considered married. Question against Rava. So the Gemara says, Hachaname shiukru ulbesof netarebu. Now the case was talking about where it wasn't a sefik initially. Initially, they knew who they married, which means they got married to the respective ladies, and at the time of the kiddushin, it was known. Therefore, at the time of the marriage, it was considered a kiddushin shemisurim lebi'ah. Only later on, they forgot about it. So therefore, it's hukru ulebesof netarebu. Only later on, it got mixed up. Daikanamet dektani. It makes sense to say this because it's precise in the language of the Braita, because it says enu yodeya. It says, and now they don't know who, which lady they married. Velo ketani en yadua. Doesn't say the language en yadua. En yadua sounds like they never knew. It was never known. But enu yodeya means now they don't know. Shema minna. Therefore, we can answer that Mishnah, and therefore it's not a question against Rava. So the Gemara says, so then what's the Hadush? Which means it's a very simple case. Guy got married, two guys, not related to two ladies. And now later on they forgot who they gave the Kiddushin to. So of course they need two Gittin.
What's the hadush of the case? So the Gemara is going to give a hadush. The Gemara's hadush is sefa it's tericha. The sefa of that case is indeed the hadush. Met. Oh. Now let's say both these mekadeshim, both these guys that gave the kedushim died, velezeach, velezeach, and both of them have brothers. Zeholetz l'shtem, vezeholetz l'shtem. Let's stop right over there. Now, if you look in your books, you should have a chart of this case. It's not a difficult case at all, but if you look at the chart, I'm looking at it in my Hebrew version. We have it over here. They're giving us two sisters, okay, Leah and Rachel, and they got married initially to Reuven and Yosef. Okay, Reuven and Yosef did not know which ones that they gave the kiddushin to later on. Later on, they forgot, and then Reuven and Yosef died. Okay, so now Yosef had a brother Binyamin, and Reuven had the brother Shimon. So the law is both have to make Yibum Halitza to both sisters. I mean, Shimon makes Halitza to Le'an Rachel because maybe his brother was married to one of them. Therefore, he has to make a Halitza to break the Zika. And Binyamin as well, because maybe his brother Yosef was married to one of them, and therefore has to make a Halitza as well. Now, obviously, they cannot make Yibum because they don't know which one is the one that they have to make Yibum to. Therefore, he might be going with Achot Zekukato. You're not allowed to go with the sister of your Zekuka. For example, if Shimon is going to make Yibum with Rachel, maybe he was really supposed to make Yibum with Leah. And that was pogeya be'achot zekukato, which is asur, and the same thing with Binyamin. Therefore, the only advice is let them both make halitza to both ladies. And we continue the case. The case continues. Laze echad velaze shenayim. Okay, same case, but we have over here one of the fellows that made kiddushin has two brothers, and one has only one brother. Again, we have a chart for that. It's the same players. You have Rachel and the other two sisters. Yosef and Reuven are the ones that made the initial Kiddushin. They both died. Yosef, in this case, however, has two brothers, Asher and Binyamin, and Reuven only has one brother, Shimon. So the answer, in this case, what you're supposed to do, the Mishnah says, is like this. Ha'echad Choletz l'shtehim, which means the one brother, that means Shimon, that's the brother of Reuven, he makes halitza to both ladies, to Rachel and Leah, and then Vishnayim, and then the two brothers, Asher and Binyamin, Echad Choletz ve'echad miyabim. One makes a halitza, and one makes a yibum. We'll explain how that logic works in a moment. Im kadmu v'chansu. But if both Asher and Binyamin got married to both of them, they didn't make a halitza and yibun, they got married to both, in mutzin otam biadam. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that in this last case, dafka mechlatz v'hadar yibume, that we only allow the order of, by the two brothers, halitza and then yibum, aval yibume v'hadar mechlatz, lo, but to make yibum first, and then halitza, no, no good. Dekapaga bibama leshuk, because he might be attracting to a yibama leshuk, which means you're not allowed to marry a yibama, the lady that's supposed to make yibum. So she's supposed to make yibum to somebody else, you're not allowed to take her. And maybe she was supposed to make yibum to somebody else. Therefore, the first brother has to make a halitza also. If that was the brother that was supposed to make the yibum, had he made the halitza? Oh, so now the second brother, Miman of Shach, is okay. If that's the real, halitza was made already, so therefore we have no problem. Halitza was made to the other guy's brother, to Shimon's, to Reuven's brother, and it was made now to one of his brothers, so therefore Vadai, she's going to be muteret. However, if he's going to make Yibum first, so the Kapaga Biyibama Neshuk, and he's going to be over on a Isur Deoraita. Because I should point out to be clearer. Forgive me, but I want to be clearer on this case. We're talking about that, but before the two brothers, Asher and Binyamin, do their process of Chalitza and Yibum, Reuven's brother Shimon has to make Chalitza to both of them. That's what the Gemara is saying. That they should not start their process, the two brothers, before Shimon makes Chalitza to both. That's the point. Because if Shimon doesn't make Chalitza to both, could be that was his Yivama. And therefore, when this other brother is going to make a Yibum now, or Yibum, he might be taking somebody else's Yivama. And that's a Asur. You don't have to go with a lady that's falling to Yibum to somebody else. So therefore, Shimon's got to make Chalitza to both. So if it was his, she's covered. You knocked it out. You did a Chalitza to both. Once Shimon does a Chalitza, then the other two brothers begin their procedure. The first one makes a Chalitza, and then a Yibum, in that order, and then everything's fine. But the point is, when we read the Braita, the language is Davka Mehlatz Vadar Yibume, which means the one brother first must make Chalitza, and then the other brothers now are able to make Yibum to one of the sisters. However, Aval Yibume Vadar Bechlatz, but for one of the pairs to make Yibum, cannot make Yibum, because maybe really she belongs to the other guy, to the single guy, and therefore they're taking a lady that is standing for Yibum. So that is the Hiddush of that case. Now let's read Rashi to the top line. Dafka Ketani. It's the second line on Rashi Nunbet. Dafka Ketani Ha'echad Holetz Lishtehem Techila. That's right. First, the single guy's got to make Chalitza to both. Ve'hadar. And only then, Yibume Achat Me'ashtayim. Achar Chalitzat Achiv. Then, the two brothers, one makes a Chalitza, and one makes a Yibum. Aval Yibume Achat Me'ashtayim Techila. But for one of them to make a Yibum first, Afil Achar Chalitzat Achiv, even after his brother makes a Chalitza, no good. She'en Kanachot Zukuka. Now, at least he took care of. There's no Ahod Sikukah on his side. Lo deshtiri. It's not going to be permissible. Tekevan delo chalatza yachid deshtehen. Since the single guy didn't make chalitza to both, ikale mehaj bezu, shemit yabimet, shemezu yivimto, shel yachid, shel yachidi. Maybe it's really the yivam of the yachidi. Nimsa konsa. The guy that's making yibum, no se yivam aleshuk. He's taking a yivama that really belongs to somebody else. You're taking it out of the taker. Then you say, "Oh, that belo chalitza." Or mishum hakdamat chalitza. Echad min hashtayim liyibum shel sheni lo esrik lemitniya. Dehad the pigiat achod zikukam nereisha shemrinan. Okay, that's fine. Which means, and then after the first guy, we'll call that guy Shimon, makes chalitza to both. Then one of the brothers makes a chalitza, so that takes care of that side of the equation. If it was their brother that was really married, so the chalitza is made. Now the yibum that's made to the second girl, memarafshach. If that's the really one he's supposed to make yibum to, so then he made yibum. And if not, so then the brother already made chalitza to the other one. So there was no problem of achot chalutzato. Because already, that's only forbidden by one guy to marry the sister's chalitza, but the other brother's mutar, so if you have no problem in this scenario. So that's the hadush in this case. Rabbah, again, is protected from the questions. Tashema, we bring another question from Ebraita. Actually, yep, question against Rabbah. Titani Tabyomi. Okay, Tabyomi, the name of Etana. We learned. Leze hamisha banim veleze hamisha banot. Okay, one guy has five sons, another guy has five daughters. So what happened? The guy with the five sons, he gave money to the guy with the five daughters. V'amar, achat mebenotecha mekudeshet leachat mebanai. One of your daughters should be mekudeshet to one of my sons. So it says, kol achat v'achat sericha hamisha gittin. So now, since the sefek, he didn't say which one. So therefore, each one of the girls has to get five gittin from the brothers, because we don't know, maybe if one of the brothers is married to her, so each girl now needs to get a get from each guy. Now, net echad mehem, if let's say one of the brothers died, one of the five guys died without children, oh, now you got a yibum situation. All the girls now need four gittin from the remaining four brothers. And one of the brothers has to give a chalitza to break the zika, because for sure one of the brothers was married to one of these sisters, so therefore they all need a chalitza, at least from one of them, to break the zika. But what do you see over here? You see clearly that even though there's a kiddushim she'ena misurim the bi'ah, because none of the brothers are allowed to have bi'ah with any of these ladies over here, because maybe this lady over here is his brother's wife. It's a hotisht, it's a eshet achiv, or it's a hotishto, or it's his wife's sister. You cannot have relations with any of these ladies, and still you're saying what you need. They need to get question against Nava. Initially they knew who they gave the kiddushin to, and then only later on it got forgotten. So at the time of the kiddushin, it was misurin lebi'ah. Can't say that in this case, because it's ha'achat mebenotecha le'echat mebanai ketani. It just says one of your daughters to one of my sons. It's clearly that it was a safek from the beginning, that it was never ra'ui for bi'ah. Oh, so you see what? A question against Ravan. The Gemara says, ti'yufta de'rava, ti'yufta. That this is indeed a knockout against Rava, and the Gemara refutes Rava. But still, the Gemara comes out, la'alakha l'maaseh, that again, once we knocked out Rava, we should say that, ben cheta kevate de'abaye bi'ya'al kegam. Which is normally we have a rule, mahloket abaye and Rava, halakha kerava, except for six exceptions. This is one of the six exceptions. The way you remember the six exceptions, Veshet Tevot Ya'al Kegam. The Yud stands for Yush Shelomi Da'at. The Ayin stands for Ed Zomem, the Mafreya Unifsal. The Lamed stands for Lechia Omed Me'irav. The Kof is our case, Kedushin Shelonim Seru Lebi'ah. The Gimal stands for Gilui Da'at by Yerushin, and the Mem stands for Mumar Ochel Nevelot Lachis. We don't have to go through all the cases now, but there are six cases where Abaye and Rava argue, and these are exceptional cases that we follow Halakha Ke Abaye. The one we need to know today is the Kof. That's the Kiddushin Shelo Nimsiru Lebi'ah. Abaye says, Yeh Mekudeshet. Rava says, no, halakha ke abaye. Comes the Gemara and continues with a quote from the Mishnah. Let's remember that Mishnah. Ma'aseh b'chamesh nashim. There was a group of five ladies. In the group, there were two sisters. A guy took a basket of te'anim, and the basket actually belonged to them, belonged to the girls. And it was shvi'it fruit, shemitah fruit, and he told them, "Hare kollechem mekudashot li bechalka lazu," that all of you will be mekudashot to me with the basket of this fruit over here. And one of them received it on behalf of all of them. So Rachamim said, the sisters are not considered mekudashot in the group, but everybody else is mekudashot. Amar Rav, shmachminam mimatnitin arba. We could learn from our Mishnah, from that last case, four dinim. V'nakit Rav b'yadeh tlata. Which means Rav, he knew that three of them are clear, and therefore he's going to say the three of them. But the fourth one, he wasn't sure of, so therefore he didn't say it. But he says, there's four things, I'm sure of three of them, that you learn. What are they? Number one, Shema'a mina mekadesh b'perot shvi'it mekodeshet. That's right. You see over here that you could use perot of Shvi'it, even though the Torah says that the fruit of Shvi'it, you can only use them le'ochla, for eating purposes, and not for another purpose. From our Mishnah, you see clearly that it's considered his mamon, enough to what? To be mekadesh, a lady. Which means, of course, the chetachila would be asur. really only allowed to eat the fruit of the Shemitah. You can't use them for business, things like that. However, the Abad later will be Mekudeshet. Ushmar Mina, Kidsha Begezel, Ena Mekudeshet. Oh, if a person, let's say, is Mekudeshet later with stolen goods, let's say he stole something from somebody else, no good, no Kedushin. Va'afilu Begezel Dida. And even if you stole the item from the lady herself, and you don't say, well, when you gave it back, that she accepted it, so that shows like she's mohel. No, could be she's accepting it as a payment back for the gezelah. And if she's not being mohel. How do you learn from this Mishnah? That if you mekadesh a lady with gezel, even her own gezel, not mekadesh it, mimai, bedektani shelahem haita v'shesh shevi'it haita. The fact that you gave the case, it says it was the lady's fruit, and it was the fruit of Shemitah. Ta'ama de Shivi'i defkeru. The only reason why it's mekudeshet, because the fruit of Shivi'it are ownerless. So it's really not theirs. Therefore, that's why the kiddushin is a kiddushin. Ha, de sh'ar sheneh shavua, lo. But if the fruit were from another year of the Shemitah, it would not be Mekudeshet. The only reason why it's Mekudeshet, because even though it was theirs, it was Shemitah fruit. Shemitah fruit's really not theirs now, because it's Sefker. That's why we say it is Mekudeshet. Shema me now, what do we learn from there? That Gezel, person Mekadesh with Gezel, not going to be Mekudeshet. Ushma mina, Isha na'asit shaliyah lachavirta. A lady could be a shaliyah for her friend to accept the kiddushin, even in a place where she is now going to become a rival to this lady, which means one lady of the five is accepting kiddushin for herself and all the other four. So you see over there, she can accept the kiddushin, even though now she's going to be mekudesh to the guy, as well as the other rival wives, even though they become tzarot. So therefore, you see, such a lady can be a valid shaliyah. Which is, even though tzarot hate each other, just like we learned in Masechet Yevamot, that they're not believed to say mit ba'alech, even though we trust one witness, but a tzara is not believed to come along and say that the husband died in order to let the other lady get married, because she wants to trip her up. Could be the husband's really alive, and she's lying because she wants to go to with another guy, even though she's married. Still, however, the shlichut is keshera. V'idach ma'i. What's the fourth hiddush that you can learn from our Mishnah? Kedushin she'en mesurim lebi'a. That what? Are not a kedushin. Because clearly you see over here, the sisters are not mekudeshet out of the five. Why? Because obviously you cannot have relations with these sisters over here. Because, like, obviously, kedushin with two sisters is forbidden. So you see what? Kedushin that are in Misurim the Bi'ah, obviously is going to be Asur. So Gemara says, V'nechsheve. So how come Rav didn't count that fourth item? It's a tradush as well. So comes Gemara and says, Mishum de Misafkele Ke'ika Abaye Ikerava. Because he had a safek, how to learn the case. Do we go like Abaye or do we go like Rabbah? Which means, according to Abaye, Kiddushin, Amishin, Amisurim, the Bi'ah is considered a Kiddushin. And therefore, the reason why our Mishnah, the sisters, are not married is for a different reason. Because we learned the rule earlier, if you remember, that called She'eno Beze Acharze, Eno Bevatahat, that any type of Kiddushin that cannot be done successively, one after the other, like two sisters, you cannot marry one sister, then marry another sister, you cannot do it bevatahat as well. It's a different rule. And therefore, really, Abaye holds Kiddushin, Shinam Muslim, the Bi'ah, Havu Kiddushin. It's just in this case over here, it cannot be done bevatahat because it cannot be done successively. Or do you explain the Mishnah like Rava? That it's talking about, Rava, if you remember on the last Amud, he learned the Mishnah, it's talking about, you will mekadesh one of the two sisters. Oh, so if you make one of the two sisters over here, but he didn't know which one he was mekadesh, so that's a classic case of the kedushin is hal, but it's kedushin shenam mesurim lebi'ah, that's why he says the sisters are not mekudeshot. And therefore, he had a sefek, Rav, how to explain the Mishnah, or like Abaye, or like Rabat explained, like Abaye, it's got nothing to do with Kedushin Shem Muslim Labiyah. The reason why the sisters are not Mekudesh, because you married them Bevatahat, and we have a rule. called she'eno bezeh aharzeh, if you cannot do the kiddushin successively, you cannot do it bevatachat. Or, so therefore it's got to do with kiddushin shenem suim lebi'ah. Or do you explain the Mishnah like Rava? So no, Rava learned the case over there. The reason why the sisters are not Mikudish, because he married one of the sisters, one of the two. He forgot which one, he doesn't know which one. That's why they're Asud, because it's Kedushin She'enim Mislim Lebi'ah. That's why Rav did not get involved with that Hadush. Comes the Gemara and says, Kisalik Rabbi Zera. When Rabbi Zera came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavir, Amara Le'ashmata. He said, the Chiddush of Rav, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He said it in front of Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That a lady that's Mekadesh with Gezel is not Mekudesh. A guy that's Mekadesh with Gezel, no Kiddushin. So when Rabbi Yochanan heard it, he said, Amale, mi amar Rav Hache? Did Rav indeed say such a halacha? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Vehu lo amar? What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like that? What do you mean? He's shocked that Rav said it? What do you mean? He also holds like that. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gezal, a guy stole from his friend. Ve'lonit Yahshua Ba'alim, and the owners did not give up hope yet, did not make Yehush. Shenehem enam yecholim nagdish. Both the thief and the one that got stolen from cannot make this item hegdish. Why? Ze lefish eno shelo. No, obviously, the thief, he cannot make it a gesh because it doesn't belong to him. And the guy that got stolen from him, even though it belongs to him, but it's not in his reshut, it's not in his possession, it's not in his domain. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that just like you cannot make stolen item Mekdesh, obviously you cannot make Kiddushin with it either. So what is he shocked about the Rav? So he goes, Hachi kamarle, mi amar Rav kivati? That he says, I know I hold you can't make kedushin with a gezel, but I didn't know Rav holds like me. That's why it was a hadush to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, does he hold like me that gezel is really asur? Metive the Gemara now asks a question against both shittot, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Both of those opinions hold what that if you make kedush with gezel, no good. Metive kitcha be gezel, gezel stolen item. Behamas, Hamas is that you force the guy to sell you something against his will. So it's also a type of thievery. You really don't want to sell, but you forced him. It's called Hamas. Ubegeneva, you stole something from the guy at night, let's say, when he was sleeping. Or Shehatav Sela Miyadav Kichau, you grabbed a coin out of the lady's hand, and you gave it back to her, Mekudeshet, and all these cases over here, it is a Kiddushin. So what do you see that works? Gemara's no Atam, Begezel Dida. This over here is talking about where the stolen item was her item. Well, what's the pshat? Because when she accepts it for the sake of Kiddushin, meaning it's mas, but she's mohel. That's why she accepted it back. And therefore, you have no idea what you're doing. Our Mishnah, the Rav and the Biyar, we're talking about when you stole something from other people. Okay, other people, it's a problem. But when you stole her item and give it back to her, that's when you say it's okay, because she's mochel, that's why she accepted it. Kibrazos can't be. Hamidiktani sefa, or shechataf sela mishela. The last case is talking about where you stole her item. It says you stole mishela. Mechlal de beresha, bigazel da alma azkina. Must be talking about regular gifts. Only the last case is talking about her item. Most of the initial cases are talking about even if you stole from somebody else. And still it says what? It'll be mikudeshit. Kibrazos no. Perusheka mifarish. The Mishnah, the Braita is explaining itself. Kedesha begezel behamasu begeneva. What's the case? Kegon? Ketzad? Kegon shechatav stela miyada vekedesha bo. And if the whole Braita is talking about a case of gezel dida. And the Hadush of the Braita is that since she accepted it, it's her item. He stole it from her. He gave it back to her. From the fact that she accepted it, it's as if she was mohel. Also, therefore, we have no question against Rav and the Biyarim. When they said Gezel, they were talking about what? Gezel, when you stole from somebody else. But where this Braita is talking about, where you stole it from her. The Gebrazos can't be. Ve'amat nitin de Gezel dida. Our Mishnah was the case of the Mishnah, the five ladies. What happened? He stole it from them and gave it back to them. The only reason why we said it's Mekudesh is because it was Perot Shevi'it. Perot Shevi'it is Efker. But if it wasn't Perot Shevi'it, even by their item giving it back to them, the Mishnah's Mashma, it's going to be Gezel. And Rav and Yohanan learned from there that Gezel Dida is considered Gezel. The Kamarav Ena Mekudesh, only because it was Shevi'it fruit. But if it wasn't Shevi'it fruit, even their own Gezel, it's going to be no good. Well, so the Gemara gives an answer, which means our Mishnah is talking about lo shadich. The guy never spoke to them. The girl never accepted yet to get married to this guy. So therefore, when he takes their items and gives it back to them, it's not going to be mekudeshet. Because we don't say she's mohel. She doesn't even know the guy so good. Now all of a sudden the guy steals an item, gives it back to her, and says kedushin. Adrabah, she's taking it back because she wants to retrieve her item that was stolen. And the other case that said it is mekudeshet, already they were talking, they went out, she accepted to get married already. So therefore, when he takes the item from her and gives it back to her, since there was a shidduch already, so therefore you say when she received it, it must be she received it between mehila, and therefore the kiddushin is indeed going to be a kiddushin. So therefore it depends. A stolen item, according to Rav, you steal it from somebody else, vaday not mekudeshet. If you steal it from her, then it depends. If it was shadich, if they were going out already and she accepted to get married, so you steal an item from her and give it back to her, the fact that she accepted it, we assume that what? She's mohel. And therefore it's kiddushin. It's time you took an item from her and gave it to her back. She accepted it. Of course she accepted it because she wants to retrieve her item. And therefore it's not going to be mekudesh. The Gemara tells a story of a lady. She was rinsing her legs, rinsing her feet. Bim shechla demaya, in a bucket of water. Ata hahu gabra. The fellow came, hatav zuze mehavre. He grabbed a coin from his friend, vishadal, and he threw it to her. Amar la mekadeshat li. Right? I want you to be mekudeshet to me with them. And she accepted it. Ata hahu gabra lekamed rava. So the fellow now came to Rava to ask, is he indeed Mekudesh or not? Amar, letehash dehad Rabbi Shimon. Nobody is concerned about the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's Shita? De Amar, setam gezela. Which means, when you steal something, you could assume, Yehush be'alim have. When you steal something, you could assume that the owner made Yehush. And therefore he says, according to the Bishamon, Mekudeshet. Because she could assume that what? The guy stole the item. For sure the guy that Ningzal, the guy that was stolen from, made Yush. And therefore now this item becomes the lady's. Why? Because we have a rule that Yush of the owner plus a Shenui Deshut, which means now the item went from the Ningzal to the lady. So therefore you have double. You have the guy's Yehush plus the Shinur Deshut, therefore she acquires it. However, the Gemara says that when they asked Ravai, he said, nobody follows the Bishimon Shita, and therefore, since nobody holds like the Bishimon, we don't assume that the guy made Yehush, and therefore the Kiddushin is not a Kiddushin, because it's not his money, it's Gezel, and therefore you do not even have to give a get. There is no Kiddushin Bichlal. Yavara gives another story. Ahu Arisa. Arisa is a sharecropper. Okay, guy's working, he gets a percentage of the profits. They split the profits with the owner of the field. The Kaddish Bemoza Dishamche. He took a handful of onions, Betzadim, and again, part of his percentage. He didn't discuss it with the Baal HaBayit, but he took, he fronted himself some of his percentage, and he went and was Mekadesh a lady with it. He came in front of Rava to ask if indeed he's Mekudesh. Amar le, man ahalach, who was mohel you to the part of the Baal HaBayit? Which means, since you didn't officially make the division yet, and therefore, in these betzalim over here that you took without asking permission, some of the fruit belongs to the Baal HaBayit. You can't just take without asking permission. You have to make a division. And therefore, the lady accepted it thinking that all of it belongs to you. However, all of it doesn't belong to you. Some of that stuff belongs to somebody else. Therefore, it's kiddushin under a false pretense. Therefore, the kiddushin is not going to be a kiddushin. V'ani mili b'moza. This is only talking about where you took actual onions themselves. Because on the onions themselves, so then the Baal HaBayis says, we've got to split them evenly. However, Aval Kisha, but let's say you just took, let's say, a stalk of the onions. Why do you take like a bundle of them? So then, he didn't take them individually. He like took the stalks themselves, bundles of them. Matzeh Amar Leh, then the sharecropper can say, Anas Shekle Kisha, Shekil At Kisha. I took one bundle, you take another bundle. On that item over there, they're not makpid. When you take individual onions themselves, one is bigger, one is smaller, therefore they got to divide them separately. Mashenke, when they're just taking the bundles, so therefore it was Kisha Ki Kisha. Every bundle is basically the same, one bundle for another bundle, and therefore it's not a problem in that case of it if him to take it and make a kiddushin. That's the difference between the actual bulbs themselves of the onions or taking the stalk. Therefore, you can take the stalk even without asking. If it's like his, because for sure the guy is muhayl, because everything is equal in that case, and therefore the kiddushin is a kiddushin. Now, sarsiya, that's a guy that makes beer, a brewer. So he's making beer. They used to make beer in the olden days from timarim, from dates. So what happened? He's making the beer for the Baal HaBayit. He doesn't own the dates, but he's the brewer. He's making it. What happened? The kaddish befruma de shechra. So after the dates were used for making beer, he took to use the dates, and he went and gave it to a lady. It wasn't his dates. He took the date and gave it to the lady. He said, "Admi kudishitli." So the owner of the beer comes along and says, "Ashkeh, he found him. What he did? How come you didn't give her the better dates? Why did you give her the used dates? There's some other dates over there. We didn't use them so much to make the beer, and therefore they're still stronger. You should have gave her the better dates." Now we don't know what that means. Does he mean? Is he sarcastic when he's saying that? Does he mean to be mohelim? We have to understand what the Baal HaBayit meant. So the brewer went in front of Rabba to ask if the kiddushin is really a kiddushin, which means, is that like a mehila? Is like the owner saying no problem, or not? Amar lo amru klach etzel yafot ela le'anyan teruma bilvad. This rule over here of klach etzel yafot is only said by teruma. What is this case of klach etzel yafot? The Gemara explains. Netanya, we have a braita. Ketzad amru torem shalom midahat teruma to teruma. What's the law that says if, let's say, a worker takes teruma for the Baal HaBayit without asking him? Didn't ask him. He took terumah without asking. How do we know the terumah is a terumah? Or in which case is the terumah a terumah? Hareshi yarad betoch sadeh chavero. Guy goes down to his friend's field. Bilikit. Vetaram shelo b'reshut. He took terumah without asking permission. Im choshesh mishum gezel. If the Baal HaBayit is makpid, that what? This is gezel. En terumah to terumah. Then of course it's not, doesn't work the terumah. Vim lav. But if the Baal HaBayit is not makpid, terumah to terumah. Uminayin ayay yodayim choshesh mishum gezel im. How do you know if the Baal HaBayit is makpid or not? The Baal HaBayit finds the guy that took the terumah. Amar lo, he tells him, klach etzel yafot. You should have taken the better fruit. Why did you take the inferior fruit over there? You should have taken from the better. Now, what does he mean? Is he being sarcastic and saying, "Hey, well, why don't you take the best fruit? So why should you take anything?" Or is he saying, "No, really, I wish you would have taken from the better fruit." How do you know what he means? So the Gemara says, "Im nimsi'u yafot mehem." If indeed there's better fruit in the field, then really he means it legitimately. You should have taken the better fruit, and therefore terumato teruma. Retroactively, we say that it was mohel. If you have no problem, ve'imla. But if there's no better fruit, then he's being sarcastic. Then he means to say, "Hey, why don't you take the best fruit? Like, what are you doing over here?" And therefore, he said it sarcastically. So then, en teruma to teruma. Hayu abe'alim melaketim emosifim. Or let's say, the owners themselves were adding to the teruma themselves, to what the shaliach, or to what the friend took. Benkach u'benkach teruma to teruma. Because you see clearly, whether there's better fruit or not, you see from the fact that the Baal HaBayit is adding to the pile of teruma, he's maskim, he agrees. So that's only by teruma, because anyway he has to give the teruma. So okay, so I didn't give it, the other guy gave it, fine. So therefore then you can say already he doesn't care. If there's he doesn't mean it sarcastically, if there's better fruit. But in this case of him, mishum kisufa, Ude'avad ve'ena mekudeshet, which means he doesn't want to embarrass his friend that took some of the dates over here and without asking him permission. So he says, why do you take from the better ones? But he really doesn't mean it. Even if there is better ones, he doesn't mean it because he just doesn't want to embarrass the guy, because he's not obligated to give his dates for Kiddushin. When it comes to Terumah, the guy's obligated to give Terumah. So therefore, he's going to have to give it one way or the other. So therefore, he can say, if he says you shouldn't take it from the better ones, and indeed there was better ones, so then he means it. He means it, and therefore it's okay. However, in this case over here, when he says you shouldn't take it from the better ones, and even if there were better dates, he's just not trying, he's trying not to embarrass the guy, but he's not happy. Who asked you to take my dates to give a kiddushin? And you can't argue, well, you had to give it to me anyway. I don't have to give you anything. It's not terumah, but it's my obligation to give you dates to go be kiddush a lady. Therefore, he just did it not to embarrass the guy. Therefore, the cases are not equivalent. They're not comparable. Therefore, ena mekudeshet. Comes the next Mishnah. Now we discuss a person making a kiddushin with korbanot. Hamekadesh bechelko. He took his chelek from the korbanot, the basar of korbanot. Ben koche kodashim, whether it's korbanot that are on the level of koche kodashim, that would be considered, for example, korban hatat, korban asham, and things like that. And then those types of korbanot over there, only the kohanim are allowed to eat them. And they can only be eaten within the azara of the Beit HaMikdash. Ben kadashim kalim. Or for that matter, it's a lower level of kadashim. That's like korban shelamim, korban todah, bechor, maaser, korban pesah, cases like that. In all these cases, ena mekudeshet. Because it's not considered the kohens, or it's not considered the owners. Even though he's allowed to eat it, however, he's eating it from Shulchan Gavoa, he's eating it from God's table. It's God's goods. And therefore, he cannot be Mekadesh. It's not considered his money that we say that you can be Mekadesh a lady with. Now we continue the Mishnah. We'll see all this in the Gemara. The Ma'asir Sheni, Ma'asir Sheni is the Ma'asir that you have to give in the first, second, fourth, fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, whether you gave the Ma'asir Sheni by mistake, or you gave it b'mezid, there is no kiddushin. Because again, ma'asir sheni is considered mamon gavoa, it's considered God's. You cannot be mekadesh only with your money. Devei be meir. Then you now omer b'shogeg lo kiddush. If you did it b'shogeg by mistake, no kiddushin. B'mezid kiddush. Okay? We have to see what's the difference between shogeg and mezid. Why shogeg? No good. Mezid, yeah, good. We'll see. Ubehekdesh. Let's say a guy consecrated articles to the Beit HaMikdash. He called it, he made it Mikdash. Mikdash, the medic, can buy it. Now, bemezid. Oh, if let's say these items that he consecrated, he then went and was mekadesh a lady. If he did it bemezid on purpose, kiddush, kiddushin is hal. Beshogeg, lo kiddush. That didn't be meir. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, beshogeg, kiddush, bemezid, lo kiddush. Okay, we don't understand the sevarot here yet. We have to wait for the Gemara. What's the difference between shogeg, mezid, mahloket? Okay, the Gemara will explain it. But let's go one step at a time. Ne'ma matnitin, de'lo kerebi yoseh agilili. Let us see. Our Mishnah just said what? That if you make a kiddushin with the chelek of the korban, right? No kiddushin. Whether it's koche kodashim, whether it's kadashim kalim, must be not going like Rabbi Yosei Gilili. Why Netanya? Because over here we have a Torah law called Shivu'at HaPikadon. What is the law of Shivu'at HaPikadon? A person, let's say, has a claim against his friend. I gave you something to watch. I want it back. The guy comes along and says, what are you talking about? I don't have it. I thought, okay, you got to swear. He swears, and then he admits, the truth is, I really have your item. Oh, so this guy made a shivu'ah, and the Torah clearly says, in that case, if he's guilty, he swore falsely, he has to pay back the item. B'hamishito, you see, fa'alav, he has to pay back a penalty of hamishit, the fifth, and he also has to be a korban asham to a kadosh baruch hu. Now the language of the pasuk says uma'ala ma'al ba ba'ashim. It means the guy was mu'il. The guy stole. I stole even from Hashem. What does this guy do with the pikadon? What type of pikadon is talking about? Ma'ala ma'al ba'ashim, that you stole something from Hashem. What is it talking about? Lerabot kadashim kalim. Oh, that even if, let's say, a person made a swear against his friend. His friend told him, "You stole my korban shelamim." Malamal b'Hashem. And the guy said, "What are you talking about? I didn't take your korban shelamim." He swears. And then it's found out that he really took the kadashim kalim. So this guy has to bring a korban. Shehen mamono. Because that's considered the mamon of a person. So just like you have a case of shivat pikadon by regular articles that you took from the person, because that's his mamon, so too shelamim is considered the mamon of the person. That's why it's subject to the laws of shivat pikadon. So therefore, what do you see according to the Yosef Galili? That the chaurav is considered the mamon of a person. He could make kiddushin with it also. So our Mishnah obviously is not going like the Yosef Galili. So no, afilu tema Rabbi Yosef Galili. Ki kama Rabbi Yosef Galili mehayim. That which Rabbi Yosef said is law, that's only when the animal is still alive. It was designated for korban shelamim. Aval lahar shehita. But after you slaughtered it, no, then even he agrees that kadashim kalim is considered mamon gavoa. My tama, ki kazachu mishulchan gavoa, kazachu. That after already it's slaughtered, the meat that the person eats, that's considered from shulchan gavoa, and therefore it's not your mamon, and therefore you'll not be able to eat it. Which means there's a chiluk between Rabbi Yosef, whether the animal's alive or not. Good. After the animal is slaughtered and the parts are designated, so then already that's considered mamon gavoa. So Gavoa says, makes sense like that, to explain the Mishnah like that. The Mishnah could even be like the Yosef, because the Mishnah is talking about parts. It's not talking about the animal's alive. How do we know? Daikaname. I'll prove it to you from the last one of the Mishnah. Diktani. Hamikadesh behelko. Ben koche kadashim, ben kadashim karim, lo kidesh. From the fact that the Mishnah says helko, helko is mashma, the helik. Doesn't say kadashim kalim. Kadashim kalim means the animal itself. The helko means the parts that come from the animal. Also, only on the parts, because they're considered belonging to God. That's from the table of God. Therefore, shma mina. That dafka in that case is not considered as mamon, but the animal himself, the animal itself is considered the mamon. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Le'achar petirato shel Rabbi Meir, after Rabbi Meir died, Amar dehem Rabbi Yehuda, le Talmidei Rabbi Yehuda told the students, Ad yikansu Talmidei Rabbi Meir lekan, do not let the students of Rabbi Meir enter the Beit Midrash, mepnei shekanteranim hem, because their way is to be kanter, which means they challenge and they're trying to needle me in the halakha. Ve'lo l'mod Torah hem ba'im, ela lekapeheni b'halakhot hem ba'im. They're trying to cut my legs, so to speak, with their sharpness to knock me down in the halakha. Tahak sumchos v'nechnas. Sumchos pushed his way in, even though he was a student of Rabbi Meir, he pushed his way into the Beit Midrash. Amar lehem, so sumchos now announces to the Beit Midrash. Kak shana li Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir taught me in the Mishnah. Hamekadesh b'chelko, person takes the chelik of the korbanot. Ben koche kadashim, ben kadashim kalim. Whether it's korban chatat, or whether it's korban shelamim, whatever type of level korban it is, lo kidesh, the kiddushin is not a kiddushin. Exactly on Mishnah. Ka'atz Rabbi Yehuda alehem. When Rabbi Yehuda heard this halacha, he got angry. Amar lehem, lo kach amati lachem. Didn't I tell you already? Al yekansu mitalmidei Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't bring in these students from this shekanteranim hem. Ve'lo l'lmod Torahim ba'im, el l'kapehini ba'alachot hem ba'ot. These guys are coming over here. They're just coming to knock me down. They're coming to be mezelzel. When did you let them into the midrash for? Why? He says, what kind of halacha is he quoting over here? That you make a kaddish, a lady with kadashim, kodesh kadashim? What kind of halacha is that? V'chi isha ba'azara minayin. What kind of case is that? How could you even think you could be a kaddish lady with korban chatat? Could a lady go into the azara? We know a lady's not allowed to walk into the azara. So how would you ever be a kaddish, a lady with meat of a korban chatat? Korban chatat, as we know, you can never take out of the azara. So what is he talking about, Sumchus? That the Koche Kodashim, you cannot be Mekadesh Lady. Hazak Baruch, of course you cannot be Mekadesh Lady. Vichy, a lady can walk into the Hazara. So what are you even talking about? So stop, they're just trying to come in and knock me down. What they're saying, these halakhot, these tricky halakhot to trick us. What did you let him in for? Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, wait, Yomru, if I don't respond over here, the people are going to say the following. Meir Shachav. Rabbi Meir passed away. Yehuda Ka'as. Yehuda got angry, as we saw in the story just now. And Yosef Shatak. And Yosef kept quiet, which means we have to answer this question. He said, Rabbi Yehuda is coming and say, well, lady can be in the Azara. So I have to answer exactly what it meant. So he says, Devre Torah Mate Aleha, which means I have to explain the case of Rabbi Meir. We can't just say that let Rabbi Yehuda get angry and not explain what Rabbi Meir meant in the Mishnah. So he says, V'chi en Adam asu lekabir kedushin libito ba'azara. Ve'en isha asuya la'asot la'shaliya lekabir kedushiya ba'azara. What are you asking? V'chi, can a lady go into the azara? What's the problem? Maybe the girl's a ketana and the father's accepting the kedushin for the ketana. The father can walk in the azara, it's not a problem. Or she's a ne'ara, the father can go into the azara to accept it. Or she's a gedola, she made a shaliya to go accept it for. So therefore, what's the problem? You're worried about how do you have a case of a lady getting kedushin in the azara? The father went and accepted it on her behalf. What's the problem? Ve'od, and even ask you better. Dahaka v'nichnesa amai. Let's say she made a isur. Okay, she pushed herself into the Hazara. She accepted the Kedushin. In that case, we want to know, is it Mekudesh or not? You're right, she's not allowed to go into the Hazara, but she pushed herself in. Okay, she made an Isur. But the Sheila is the Kedushin a Kedushin nonetheless? So therefore, he felt that he had to answer it. Which is Rabbi, now, you're going to ask a question. Even though Rabbi Yehuda knew that there's scenarios, like we just said in the name of Rabbi Yosef, he was angry because he felt that again, Sunkos was coming lekanter. He was coming just to knock him. So therefore, he just knocked him out, you know, with a small dihui. Even though he knew the answer to it, he was upset just to let Sunkos in the midrash bechlag because he held he wasn't like Hashem Shamayim against him. However, Rabbi Yosef said, I have to at least say something. Was he going to say that Rabbi Meir died, and he couldn't explain his words? So I have to explain his words at least so they can make sense. Okay, so he explained it, that yeah, there's a case where not a lady herself is going to go into the Azara, but her agent, her father, and so on and so forth. Or if she goes in without asking, good. Tanya, we have a bright, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mekudeshet, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Ena Mekudeshet. Good. Now the Gemara brings a bright, that it teaches Machlok and Tanaim, a case guys, Mekadesh, Mekodeshet, Kodeshim. Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds Mekudeshet. And Rabbi Yosef holds in a mikudesh. What's the machloket? Amar Rabbi Yohanan shnei mikra hadar. Should they both learn it from the same pasuk? Veze yiyeh lecha mikodesh hakodashim min ha'esh. Which means Aharon and his children. It says veze yiyeh lecha mikodesh hakodashim. The meat of the Quran belongs to you. Rabbi Yehuda sabar lecha lechol surchecha. The meat belongs to you for all your needs, which means you can do whatever you want with it. Even you can be mikodesh a lady. The pasuk saying veze lecha belongs to you. The Rabbi Yosef Sava, no, it's you, it belongs to you, ka'esh, like the fire. Ma'esh ta'achila, just like what's the purpose of the fire, meaning of the Mizbeah, eats the Korban, afu nameh la'achila, so too the chelek of the Korban is for achila purposes, for nothing else. Therefore, you cannot use it to mekadesh alei. So therefore, both of them are learning it from the same pasuk. One, Rabbi Yehuda learns, it's mamash lecha, and therefore you can make kiddushin. The other rabbi says, no, lecha, like esh. Because what says esh in the pasuk? Just like esh is only for eating purposes, the esh eats the korban, so too the korban can only, meat of the kohanim can only be used for eating and not for making a kiddushin. Baruch Amen, amen.